And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend. Not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First up, I always enjoy Fridays. The anticipation of the unexpected during the show and the freedom in the teaching process makes it exciting. The first observation comes from Isaiah chapter 8. Some claim that ghosts or unwholesome spirits communicate with them, a common assertion among many false prophets. However, the only way to discern the truth is through the law and the testimony representing God's written word and sharing his impact and action in people's lives. Next, we dive into the book of Judges. There are times when God has simply had enough of egregious behavior. So he tells the Israelites who are being oppressed on all sides to cry out to the gods that they have chosen over him. Cry out to the idols they worship before him. In essence, this is a depiction of God's people pushing him away and God pushing back in response, but only for a short time. And then finally, we'll also explore what it means to be a leader according to God and how to lead with the right spirit. We will approach this slightly differently than the New Testament's concept of servant leadership. We'll examine four aspects of leadership. But guess what? In the middle of this whole thing, I've decided I'm not going to teach on that. And for you to know what I'm going to teach on, you're going to have to listen. So just hang on.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Remember, it's not professional radio. We've only proven that every show we've ever done. It's just radio. And so we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can email us if you want to. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. You can text us if you want to. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob. What's that like? That's like heading into the weekend.
Aww. Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. So are you ready? You actually get Monday off, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Isn't that nice?
That's 3-day nice. Weekend.
Yeah, 3-day weekend for a lot of people. Not everybody, but a lot of people. Not my wife, but that's besides the point. So me and the Lord, then me and the dog, me and the kids, and me and the TV. That's what I'm looking at.
Watching football.
Yeah, we'll be watching some football. We're going to do Jake's Take in the next segment. I do want you guys to know something. If you've got a prayer request, this is a great time to do it. This is the last hour of the show in 2023, the last show of the year, kind of. Bottom line is simply this. If you've got a prayer request, call up or text us, or you can reach out to us via email, and we will pray for you. Perhaps you've got a praise report. Hey, call up or text us or send us an email, and we'll share it. Just that simple. Maybe you got something else going on. You just want to talk about it. Maybe you just need some encouragement. Maybe You just like happy that things are where they are because you know this one thing, which you ought to know, and that is God is in 100% control. There is nothing going on in your life or in this country or on this planet that he is unaware of. Wow. Here's your trivia question. A little bit of a challenger. Let's get ready for it. Which book in the Old Testament opens with the statement about vanity of vanities, everything is absolutely vain? Is it Ecclesiastes, Psalm, or Job? Ecclesiastes, Psalm, or Job? Which book opens up with vanity of vanities? Vanity of vanity. Everything is vain. Vanity has to do with emptiness. There's another, there's multiple translations on that actual Hebrew word. I love in the footnotes what the New King James puts in there. It's one of my favorite things. And it says this, frustration. Everything is frustrating. Ever feel that way? You're not alone. How about that? Hey, if you've got an answer to that trivia question, which book opens up with vanity of vanities, everything is vain? If you think you know between Ecclesiastes, Psalm, and Job, let me know. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. 8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA, last DNA of the year, but it'll be back here again, so don't get too excited. Here it is, your DNA. This is what we believe the building blocks are for Christians who exist and function. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. How long? I don't know. How long are you going to spend? I don't know. I mean, you're going to do it, listen to this radio show? No, you need separated, undistracted time with God. Either reading his word or being in prayer and communing. Because that is where your strength and your joy and everything else comes from. It comes from him. So that's what you want. That's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, 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 never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Ever. You never let the world shame you. The world is full of sin and iniquity. God is the God of truth. And then A, always be ready.
To serve,
which means OPM, other people matter. It's just that simple. And what we need to do is not spend so much time so focused on us so that everything we're doing is so focused on us so that we never get outside of ourselves. We're only in ourselves. That's a very dangerous place to be. And in fact, God has given us a grace that when we take other people into our lives and care about them, we find out that we've come into more or abundant life. And in addition to that, you get to share in their victories. You also weep with them when they weep, but you rejoice with them when they rejoice. And the process in that is you develop and grow, and you find out when you're praying for others, you have more faith. And then that faith spills over into when you're praying for yourself. It's just a win-win-win-win-win situation. Oh, and by the way, it's designed by God. So that's our DNA. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready to serve. That is something everybody should function in on a regular basis. By the way, which book in the Bible opens with a statement? Vanity of vanities. Everything is vain. Vain, 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 vain. It's all vain. Is that Ecclesiastes? Is it Psalms? Or is it Job? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Two things I definitely need to tell you. On the website is a link to Roger Marsh's The Bottom Line Show. Roger interviewed me, and that show will be on January 8th. The information is there on the website. You can check it out. It's the legendary Roger Marsh, who's all over the country. A very powerful, very powerful show, and really just a phenomenal radio guy, radio legend. And it's always nice to engage with other brothers in the Lord and other sisters in the Lord. And this is a great brother, and I encourage you to check it out on the website. That'll be playing January 8th. If there's more information that I get, I will pass it along to you. We're going to do Jake's Take in the next segment. Plus, we're going to be praying for people. But first, I want you to pick up on this. Oh, wait, somebody's calling in. Just means I'm going to have to, like, stutter my step. Pretend that I'm walking really slow. Here I go. I am walking slow. And getting ready to tell you that there's a person ready to answer the trivia question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Miss Robertson. Hello, David.
Hello. How are you?
All is well. I got a praise report, and I'm going to answer your question.
All right, let me set up the trivia, and then we'll set you up for the praise report, okay? So let's get the trivia done first, because it's a good one, and then we'll give you a chance, and we'll give you the open floor. So, which book in the Bible opens up with vanity, 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 everything is vain? Is that Ecclesiastes, Psalms, or Job?
It is Ecclesiastes.
That is correct, Manu! All right. And like I said, I like that. I like the footnote in the New King James Version. There's a footnote that says frustration, frustration, everything is frustrating. Like, I've been there.
Oh, hallelujah. Me too, David. Oh,
I believe it. All right, tell me your testimony. Your open floor. Let us know what's going on.
Well, I sure will. You prayed for me. I was in the process of moving, and there was a lot of things going on, people taking away from me, but you prayed for me, and I made it to my new home.
Amen.
Thank you, David.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So is everything good? Everything solid where you're at? Are you okie-dokie?
Yeah, so far so good. I'm okie-dokie, but I can always take some extra prayer, David.
You will get it right now. I'm going to pray that the Lord blesses you in this next year and that things become even better than they've ever been. How about that?
Oh, David, if I may, I'm sorry. I almost forgot. Now, I have my grandchildren, grandmother. Her name is Helen Mosey. I had got a phone call from her, and she has gotten cancer, and they did surgery on it and added a spread. So please add her to the list, please.
Yes,
David.
Let's pray for her and for you. How about that?
Thank you.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you and we praise you for answered prayer, for grace. We're so blessed that you got our sister where she needed to be. Thank you, Dad. Thank you so much for that. We wanted that, and you helped accomplish that and helped her in all those different ways. And I'm going to ask you right now, Lord, I'm just going to ask you to pour a blessing out upon her heart, and that 2024 she would find more settlement, more stability, more comfortability, more steadfastness than in you than she has seen in a while, and that you would pour it on her, and she would know every time this is the grace of God. And she would know it and testify to it and be blessed because of it. And we lift up Helen to you. Oh, Lord, it's tough when people go through this. It's a hard time, and you know every nuance, every element, but you are a God of comfort, a God of peace, a God of mercy, and a God of grace. And we ask you to pour that upon Helen and give her freedom from that which oppresses her and brings her down and takes away from her life. Speak life back into Helen in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray all these things with confidence in your faithfulness and in your kindness. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, David. Happy New Year's to you and the family there.
Thank you, and God bless you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I love this show. I don't know how you don't know. I love this. It's just like, how great is that, right? How awesome. All right. Here's what we do. We're going to switch it up. I'm switching up the whole show, so you might as well just get used to it. It doesn't really matter, does it? Nope, doesn't really matter. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back. That's how we're going to do it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770. the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Do you think it's been, organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, you know, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And to me, what makes servant leadership work is this. Most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip. And in fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David, alone, I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone. The question I ask them, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's, and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We're going to shift things around today. We're going to do Jake's take first, then we're going to do our trivia question, then we're going to do our teaching. You may as well just hang on. I have no idea how all this is going to go, but let's start off with Jake's take. All right, my friend, there's college football and there's professional football. And I know some people are like, I'm sick of football. Well, you only got like 3-4 more days to worry about this. So don't worry about it until we get to the playoffs. Anyway, tell us what's going on.
Yep, football's about a month or two left of football. So not close to the end yet, but we're getting there. Some big games this weekend with the Cowboys taking on David's Detroit Lions. I know, David, you're going to watch that one.
That's, yes.
Tomorrow.
Yes. That's tomorrow night. I'm going to be watching that going, go Cowboys. And then I'm going to go, roar, like a lion.
You won't know whether to cheer or, you know, you'll be like, oh, yes. Wait, no.
That's right. I'm going to cheer for both teams to win. But except a draw would not be a good
Just
thing.
Just hope both teams have fun.
That's yep. right. Good game. That's all I'm looking for. Go ahead.
Yep. Cowboys and Lions tomorrow. And then another local team. We're kind of local in Austin. We have the Texas Longhorns playing a playoff game Monday night against the Washington Huskies. And that's a big game because Texas, since, 2011, they haven't been to the championship. And if they win Monday night, they'll get there to face whether was it Michigan or Alabama.
Correct. And so TCU last year, Texas this year, it's like, that's good.
Yep.
That's good for Texas.
Yep.
Good stuff. Excellent job, Jake, on Jake's take. Very, very good. All right, here we go. Trivia. People are like, well, I don't care about football. I know, but other people do, so you can be patient for them, can't you? Okay, great. All right, here's your trivia question. True or false? You got a 50-50 going here. True or false? Proverbs was written by three authors. True or false? Three authors. Before you answer that, I want you to think, okay? You know it's written by more than one. So, Proverbs, written by three authors. True or false? I'm going to help you a little. Look at the end of Proverbs, the last two chapters, to really help you understand that answer. That's my little help for you. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19 and 20. When men tell you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on the behalf of the living? Verse 20, to the law and to the testimony. I want you to take this into 2024. There are many places to look for insight. For a fact, at many churches, there is phenomenal teachings, phenomenal programs that help people draw closer to the Lord. That's what they're geared for. They do a great job. But there are many other places that you should not look to for insight. You should not look to sinful governments or sinful media or sinful academia or sinful entertainment industries to give you the wisdoms that you think you need or sinful social medias. You shouldn't be doing any of that because those are not the places for you to get insight. Where you need to get insight is from the Lord. There's no argument there. Nobody's going to argue. And see, in this Isaiah 8, 19, and 20, it says, do not consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter. The people who want to inquire, they should inquire of their God. And God has a form of communication that is outstanding and sinless and perfect. The first is what we call the law. In this context, when it's talking about Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, when it says to the law and to the testimony, the law is the encompassing written word of God. It's not the Moses law. It's not the Ten Commandments. It's all of the law, just like Psalm 19:7, where it talks about the law and that being all of the word of God. And the law of the Lord is perfect, able to restore the soul. What we forget on a regular basis, and I'm so glad the Lord's letting me teach this, what we forget on a regular basis is that the same breath that went into Adam and gave him life is the same breath that went into the Bible. You're thinking, the Bible? The Bible, you tell me the Bible's true. How can that be true? So wait, let me get this straight. Let's just do this right now. God created the universe by speaking, but the dude can't write a book. Okay. Sit down, okay? Just sit down and play with your little party maker, because that ain't going to fly. Here is the reality. The Word of God, the breath of God, is able to give you the insight. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:12 that the Word of God is alive. Well, how can it be alive? Because the Holy Spirit's breathed into the authors. And it's the same Spirit that breathed into Adam. It's the same Spirit that breathes into the book. And that's why sometimes you read the Bible and it just falls upon you and you go, whoa, what is going on? You're just connecting with the Lord. That's number one. Number two is testimony. And you think, what do you mean testimony? Let me explain something to you. Testimony is what is defined as three things: attestation, a confirmation, or a prophetic injunction. In other words, when you testify, you could be operating in the gift of prophecy. You might not be aware of that, but it is a possibility in theology. Here's the reality. Testifying simply declares that which the Lord has done. You're not testifying to yourself. You're not testifying to your greatness. You're not testifying to anything you've done. You didn't do anything. Apart from me, you can do nothing, Jesus said. You're testifying to what God has done. You're saying God has done this thing. God has created this thing. And those testimonies affirm to you, affirm to others, and affirm to people around you life and breath and truth and wisdom and insight. When you're trying to figure it out to the law and to the testimony. What's the testimony of the majority of people that have written testimonies who have been connected to God? God is good. That's the testimony. It's like, wow. Now, we got somebody who's on hold. I want to pull them up right in about a second, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. Your testimonies are so important because they're written down eternally. And you might not have a book of them yet, but in a certain amount of years, there will be a book of them that you will know everything God has ever done by his grace, mercy, and kindness in your life is recorded. Oh, baby. To the law and to the testimony. That's where we go for insight. All right, somebody's ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is your brother Roger again.
Hello, brother Roger again. How are you?
I just had a call in the last day of the year.
So. All right, let me set you up on the trivia question. Okay, here we go. All right. The Book of Proverbs was written by three authors. True or false?
False.
Okay, if it was not false, what would it be?
True.
Then that is correct, sir.
I thought it was true.
What's sneaky about that is that Proverbs 30, verse 1, is another author, but then Proverbs 31, verse 1, is a third author. That's where it gets sneaky.
Okay.
See, that's what's the sneaky part right there. See, that's why.
I thought it was Solomon and David.
Yeah, no, it's in this case, it's you've got, I'll pull up the names in a second, but I want to give you the floor first, and then I can kind of give the background on the other stuff.
Okay.
But talk to me. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing okay, one day at a time, with Jesus as my friend, my Savior, my King, my Counselor, my all in all. With him, I can't fail.
Amen. Amen. That is exactly right, brother. That is exactly right. He is your all in all. When you have Jesus, you have us as your all in all right there.
You were talking about testimony. I do have one that's 40 years old.
Yeah, that's all right. I love it. Testimonies are testimonies. They don't die with age. They often get better with the telling, but that's a whole separate issue. Go ahead. Right. Fire away.
Well, it was 1984, and we're coming into the 24, so that's 40 years. On January 7th. In Lake Bardwell, I got baptized, and the day before I got baptized, it was the only time Lake Bardwell had ice on it.
Wow. 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 That's unbelievable. Great testimony, brother. That's phenomenal.
All that for a testimony.
That's a good job, brother. All right, let me give you the, I want to give you the answer on that.
I stuck with Jesus for 40 years.
And now you only have 4 trillion years to go.
Or more.
Or more, right.
All right. I'm going to put or more.
Yeah, or more. There'd definitely be more. Let me just say that. Everlasting is that funny word called everlasting. That's
right.
What it means. It means eternal.
We love it.
Yeah, right. That's an excellent job.
I have a small word, too. Just a really small one.
Okay, fire away. Go ahead.
Okay. Unity and fellowship.
Yes. That'd make all the difference, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we could just get it right.
If we can get it right. If we can just hang on to it instead of trying to rip it apart, right?
That's what your show's about.
Yep.
Fellowship and being united in Christ.
That is
united
right.
United in Christ is the basic message that you have. Stay united in Christ, and you know all this other this and that. It doesn't matter as long as you're united in Christ.
That's right. That's right. We're blood relatives, aren't we?
Right.
Blood and relatives. The blood of Jesus.
Me and you was giving me the and I was texting yesterday, and you gave me some raspberries, but. I received them with good fellowship.
I appreciate
it. It was good fellowship.
Oh, I remember it.
I didn't get offended.
I'm glad.
It's really, really hard for you to offend me, because if you offend me, I just give you to God.
Yep. There you go. That's a great way to do that.
I let him take care of it.
That's a great way to do that. All right. Let me close out and tell you this one thing. So the authors in Proverbs was Solomon, Agur, and King Lemuel. Those were the three authors. It wasn't David,
okay.
Those three. But it's actually chapter 30 and 31 that have the two additional authors, just so you can know. I'm just giving that to you so you can have that there. Kind of good to know.
If that's the first wrong answer I ever give, that's the best I'll do this year.
It's never wrong. You're just on the journey to right. How about that? There you go, bro. All right. Excellent phone call, Roger, again. Good job.
Okay. Go. Well, we love you. We love your show. We love your audience. And just keep the fellowship going, Brother David. That's all I can tell you. I mean, you know, fellowship through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. And the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
God bless, bro. All right. Excellent job by our brother. Another phenomenal phone call from him. Roger again's just great. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Here we go. Let me give you an update on Easton Scott. A lot of tough stuff that my daughter and my son-in-law have been going through. I did send an email out. I don't know if, Julie, if you got the email or not. I did send it out to everybody. So he was going through 20 and 30 seizures per episode, and they've got that down to a dramatically less amount. But the sad news is that from a medical point of view, Easton does not appear, as according to the doctors, that he will be able to speak or will be able to care for himself. And so what the result of that is that Julianne and Jared, my son-in-law and my daughter, have recognized that God has put them in a position to be the best parents, to love Easton Scott with all that they can and give him the best life that they can. But while that's going on, they're not going to stop believing that something can change. And the doctors even said, this is territory we don't even know.
Right, because this is a problem that not very many people have had. So
very few.
Everybody is different.
Yeah, and they have like 230 total cases in the world that they have records on, which is like, so they're like, we don't know.
Right.
And it's like, so I just want to read this one thing my daughter wrote. It's a fantastic. She wrote this, you know, it's not easy to sit there and write a Facebook post that tells all the things you've been going through. And so I'm not going to read everything, but I'm going to read the last paragraph because I thought that was really significant. She wrote, scientifically, Easton does not have much of a chance. His best case scenario is he may possibly be able to walk and say 3 to 5 words one day. But God can help him. He's not afraid of impossible odds. And if Easton is healed one day, there will be no question as to where it comes from. It will not be because of therapy, and it will not be because of medication or diet. It will be because of God's undeniable healing power. So in the meantime, we choose to raise a hallelujah and trust in God. Ladies and gentlemen, that is faith. Now, the idea that it's going to be simple and everything's going to be great and they're trying to make pie in the sky, that doesn't exist at all. If you read this, and I think Wonder Julie can attest to it, she tells you this is ugly.
Right.
This is not a good situation. It's going to change our lives. He's never going to be able to be unattended. It doesn't look good. And, you know, as a parent, you're heartbroken. They have two other children. They don't want to have any loss in their communication with their kids, but they're going to have to give extra attention. They were going to have a fourth child. They're not sure they're going to do that now. So you got a lot of things in play. But what you can't deny is that I won't take credit, but I'll stand in there as a grandparent and as a parent and say, what a fantastic position of faith that my daughter has grown into. She has made the determination that she will do the best that she can as a human being to give this child the best life she can, and she will not quit hoping.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your trivia question. After this, we're going to send you up to the website. Your trivia question: how was the daughter of the Canaanite woman who asked for Jesus for help? What was her affliction? Was she demon-possessed? Was she sick? Or did she have a madness? That's a bit terrible one. Was she demon-possessed or was she physically sick? That's the two. I don't like that other one. Okay, how was the daughter of the Canaanite woman who asked the Lord Jesus for help? What was the condition of her daughter? Was she demon-possessed or was she sick? Your answer is in Matthew chapter 15, verse 22. 15:22. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to send you up to the website and tell you all the things that I can tell you, but it's my last chance to say this. If you're going to give, today is a great day to do it, or tomorrow, that's a great day, or even on Sunday, that's a great day, if you want to get a receipt for 2023. If you can't give, don't worry. Pray that the Lord puts you in a position to give. And you don't have to give here. You just got to be a giver, because that's what the Lord wants, okay? But if you can give, great, phenomenal, awesome. We'll do our best to further the kingdom of God with it. That's our commitment. But when you give it unto the Lord, and he's the one that you're doing it with. So do it that way. Check it all out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
See, when Apple Phone comes up with an app like that that I can stick in my brain, then I'll go to Apple Phone. It's just that simple. I mean, until that happens, I'm not budging. Sorry.
I agree.
All right. Who was the daughter of the Canaanite? How was she afflicted, the daughter of the Canaanite woman? Was she demon-possessed or was she sick? Your answer is in Matthew chapter 15, verse 22. We taught on that probably about 4 weeks ago, for those that don't know. But Matthew 15, 22 is the place you want to look. If you want to check it out, 972. If you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I appreciate Roger again making that point that, look, we are unified in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in fact, we have to actually fight to lose unity, which is sad. Let's not do that, okay? I mean, it's 12 tribes, one Israel. Let's keep it under that process. And we are, in fact, blood relatives. Let me get into this teaching. If we have time for history and jokes, we'll probably do that in the next segment. I want to do this teaching. This is out of Judges chapter 10, verse 14 through 16. It says this, and I want you to hear this because it's important to hear the end of this. Okay, the end part is important. Go and cry out to the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in your time of distress, said the Lord. The sons of Israel said to the Lord, we have sinned. Do whatever seems good to you. Only please deliver us this day. So they put away the foreign gods from among them and served the Lord. And he could bear their misery, the misery of Israel, no longer. So I want to point out that there are times where you and I, it's not that we're always going after foreign gods. And in this case, they were, by the way, Israel was. But we're going to other sources or other places before we're going to the Lord to try and find remedy and resolution, to try and find a situation that can be rectified in our own power. And we seek to literally, to try and exhaust every possibility we can come up with. And we do it often. And don't say you don't do it. In fact, most Christians pray as the last resort. That's a sin. In case you're wondering, that's sinful. I've done everything else, and there's nothing left for I can do, and there's no hope left. Save me, because I am desperate. It's not that God won't answer that prayer, but the question is simply, why do we not go to the Lord to start with? Had Jonah prayed and asked for grace and mercy on the first day, he wouldn't maybe have been in the fish 3 days. I mean, I just think if your leg is going in the big fish, you start praying then and not 3 days later when your head is wrapped up in seaweed. But that's me. Here's what I'm trying to say. Every time we go somewhere else, even when the Lord's prompting us to go to him, we're making that a foreign god. See, I know it doesn't seem that way because we don't think of idols that way, that they functioned a lot more, 3,000 years ago. But the truth, or 4,000 years ago, but the truth of the matter is, when we go after other resources to be our deliverance, that is a foreign god. There's nothing wrong with going to the Lord and asking him to open up resources. I'm not saying that. But you go to God first. Not last. He's not your last resort. He's your first choice. Choose between door number 1, 2, and 3. Wherever God is, that's the one I choose. And so in this case, the children of Israel, they were pushing God. And I just want to say, in your own way and in my own way, I do this too. So I'm not condemning you and then absolving myself. I'm in this too. I'm pointing fingers back at me. I exhaust all of my different elements before I sit there and go, this is ridiculous. What am I doing? I'm trying to coordinate this and tell God how to run the universe. So what do they do when they realize this is not going the way that it's going and they're not doing what they're supposed to do? They confess it. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I tried to run things, control things, coordinate things down to the minute. Just like I was talking about my daughter earlier. Just like down to the minute. Like, just forgive me for that. Instead of doing that, Lord, you know what? Let your will be done. That's the first place I'm gonna ask you. Just let your will be done. What is that? That's submission. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. And then they say this. They say, only please deliver us. It's a cry for mercy. So there's a confession, there's a submission, and then there's a cry out for mercy. In this case, they put away the foreign gods from among them. They took real action. It wasn't lip service. It was true faith in motion. Remember we talked in the first 30 minutes about actions, your actions and your faith working together. But the last line is the best part of everything. And we always, you go through that, yep, guilty of that. Yeah, forget that for right now. Listen to the very last line in verse 16. And God could bear the misery of Israel no longer. it's the best line. It's like God's like going, that's enough. Yeah, I've had enough. Okay, I've let you suffer. Okay, we're going to change this now. It's like God goes, okay. And so what you're going through, it might be difficult. And I'm not trying to make light of that. And I'm not trying to minimize your struggle, your situation in any capacity. But there does come a point where God goes, okay, that's enough. Enough of that. We're going to change that now, right here. That's it. It's over. And when God says that's enough and he can bear the misery no longer, it's over. So if you want to start off in a prayer, you can start off by saying, I'm coming to you first. I don't want to go through this misery, and I know you're experiencing this with me. So bear the misery no longer, Lord. Do it. Do it. I mean, do that. Approach it that way, okay? That's all I'm saying, okay? To God first. And he can only let you go through something. It's like, I can't take it anymore. This is my kid. And then he comes and delivers. He is a deliverer. How awesome he is. What was the daughter of Canaanite woman who asked Jesus for help? What was her sickness? Was she demon-possessed or sick? Was she demon-possessed or sick? She was demon-possessed, which was very astute for her to know that she was demon-possessed and not just sick. That's just a little spiritual insight right there. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I got this morning, and it came from Alice Coleman. And I just want to say, she said it's a praise report to share. So I am assuming it's okay to share, since it's a praise report to share. I kind of go with it. And I want to read it, if that's okay. And I just want you to hear how brothers and sisters petition the Lord. And there's times where God says, yes. Listen to this. And she even writes it beautifully. Beautiful job by Alice, by the way. This may seem like a minor issue, but it could have gotten much worse quickly. I'm fostering Mama Cat and her four kittens until they're ready to go to their forever homes. On Tuesday, I got a bit too close to the Mama Cat, and she swatted my hand. I had a few scratches, so I cleaned them up and applied antibiotics. In just a few hours, I had a swollen hand, red with infection, and it spread beyond my wrist. My doctor had same-day appointments if needed. However, I didn't have my car since it was being repaired. The only thing left was for me to pray for healing for my hand. Isn't that amazing that sometimes you're in the position and the only thing left to do is call upon God? She writes, as I watched the infection spread over my hand began to throb. I knew I needed help. I asked God for healing over and over again. On Wednesday, it looked really bad, and I kept asking God for healing. Let me just commend Alice for pushing until something happens. About mid-morning on Wednesday, my hand quit throbbing. Then I noticed that the infection was no longer spreading. Later Wednesday, the infection seemed to be getting smaller. By Wednesday evening, it was definitely clearing up. By bedtime, the infection was gone away. Thursday morning, the infection was completely gone. I praise God for healing the infection. It was only by his intervention that my hand was healed. It's amazing that our great and holy Father can care so much that he is willing to heal a hand infection of one of his children. I think that's a fantastic testimony. So mega props, mega props to Alice for doing that. Great job. And I hope that was okay that I shared it. And see, the point is, you can pray, you can approach the Lord. And the Lord, you know what? He might say no. I like what Troy said. Sometimes God will say no. It's like, that's the end of it. You're done. But sometimes he allows you to keep petitioning. And the reason he does is because the more you pursue him, the closer connected to him you become. And more of your genuine, real faith has to emerge. See, if you just asked and God did it every time you just asked one time, it'd be like God would be like a genie. Well, God's not a genie. He's your heavenly Father. Needs to be pursued. Wants to have a wonderful relationship with you. And so the more you pursue, the more he gets to spend time with you, which is what he wants in the first place, what he wanted with Adam and Eve.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your last trivia question for 2023. How many people did the Lord Jesus send on a mission of healing and evangelism in Luke chapter 10, verse 1? How many people did he send out? Was it 30? 12 or 70? 30, 12, or 70? Okay? All right. So now, some texts will have one variation on that, so just pick from those three. See how I try to make that nice? See, there's a small variation. I'm not going to say what that is, but okay, was it 30, 12, or 70? Pick the one that's closest. Okay, there you go. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I got to move everything along because I want to pray over people. Quick on history, please.
Let's go live faith in the past. Let's go live faith in the past.
All right, just real quickly, today is Pepper Pot Day. Pepper Pot is a thick stew of beef, tripe, vegetables, pepper, and other seasonings. So that's not bad. 1845 on this date, Texas is admitted as the 28th state in the United States. On this day in 1891, Thomas Edison patented the radio. See, you wouldn't be listening if that didn't happen, right?
Happy birthday, Texas, and happy birthday, the radio.
Yep, both of them. Also, this is a good quick joke. Let's see if you can answer this. It's really not something I'm expecting you to answer. In 1965, a man was able to predict the correct score of every Major League Baseball game before the game began. How is that possible? It's simple. The score is always 0-0 before a game begins. There you go. Okay. All right.
That was a sports one, so I'll give you a laugh.
Yeah, you got to give me a laugh on that one. Somebody's calling in. Let's let them answer the trivia question. Again, this is simply which one's closest. And there's a reason why, because translations have different numbers. Not the end of the world. Everybody asks, how many people did the Lord send on a mission of healing and evangelization? Was it 70 people? Was it 30 people or 12 people? According to Luke chapter 10, verse 1, let's send the caller over. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Brother Ace.
Brother Ace! Oh, my goodness. What a blessing to have you call in as the last caller of the year. Excellent job. By the way, I do want to pray for you. So let's do the trivia question and talk about how you're doing. So first, how many people did the Lord Jesus send on mission of healing and evangelism? Was it 70, 30, or 12?
Well, I was married 72, but I guess 70 would be.
That is correct, and 72 is actually more correct. That's right. So that's why I had to change it up and say closest to. So a couple of translations say 70. The Masoretic text says 70. Other of them say 72. I think it was 72, but that's just my opinion. We'll just, wait on that some other time. But the idea is, was it 70, 30, or 12? It was 70, 72. That is correct, Amundo, and I agree. An excellent job. How are you feeling?
I'm struggling, but I'm doing okay. I'm still working, and everything's good. I will mention this to the folks out there. My favorite scripture, if you have any kind of dilemma or malady, is James 5:14-15. Is there any sick among you? Let him call the elders of church. Let him anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the prayer of faith will raise him up from his sick bed, and if he has any sins, they'll be forgiven him. So tomorrow morning, I've got three elders coming to my house to anoint oil and do that scripture right there to make this all go away in the miracle.
Amen.
And Yahweh has to confirm his words because it's written that way. So we're trusting that.
Well, I want to pray for you too. And I want to pray. Yeah. I want to precede their prayer and offer our faith with theirs so that when they're praying, our faith is there with theirs. And believing the goodness and the graciousness of God. And I want to say this to you so that you can know this. I need you to keep in contact so I can know how you're doing, because I don't like fretting about you. I want to know how you're doing.
So either
text me or email me, but keep me posted so I can keep praying for you. But let's pray over you right now. And what a perfect way for the show to bring it down. So let me pray over you. Okay, brother? Let's do it.
Yes, thank you.
Father, we come before you right now, and of course we thank you, we praise you, we worship you, we honor you. You are worthy of praise for all eternity. Your kindness exceeds us. Your graciousness is beyond our capacity. And this is my brother Ace, and I love my brother Ace. My heart is heavy when I don't hear from him. And it's a genuine Christian love that I'm just asking you, God, to move upon his body in such a way. He's going to have elders come tomorrow, Lord, according to your word. And I pray that you would honor that request, honor that moment. And in that moment of contact, in that moment of faith, bring healing power. Now, you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that heals. That's what you teach us in Exodus 15:26. And you, by your stripes, Jesus, we are healed. We know that from 1 Peter 2:24. And we know you're willing because your word teaches us that in Luke 5. And we know that you have compassion. Your word teaches that in Luke 7. And we are asking you to pour it out upon our brother. And Lord, instead of this year up and coming being a year of almost a discomfort and an unsurety, change that, not just for him, but for our listeners. And let this be a solidification of your faithfulness, of your commitment, of your willingness to love on, to love upon, and to embrace and protect your kids. It doesn't matter what's going on around us, Lord. We don't even care. What we care about is what you're doing. And we ask you to do mighty things in our brother's life. Change his physical life by the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That should work.
Amen.
Appreciate that.
All right. You keep me posted. You keep all of us posted, and everybody will commit to be praying for you, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, thank y'all very much for that. I appreciate that.
We love you, brother.
Okay, we love you too.
All right.
Talk to you in the next day or two.
Okay. All right. God bless you.
God bless y'all.
Bye-bye. All right, that's just phenomenal. I couldn't have asked that for anybody. I couldn't have planned that. That was just wonderful. This brother is just such a blessing. So here's what I'm going to say to you. I got a minute left, and believe me, I can fill a minute without blinking. So let's just be honest about it. Here's what you got coming up. You got coming up a year that I promise you will be bringing new news. New news is coming. Just like there'll be weather tomorrow and there'll be traffic tomorrow, there'll be new news. Stop focusing on the news of man. There is good news. And that good news is Jesus Christ. Don't take your eyes off of Jesus. No matter what you go through, no matter what you hear, no matter what you see, focus on the Lord. Have him in your view. Be that very person who says, I see the Lord continually before me. That's how you should do it, okay? That's how you approach the whole year. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 94.5-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you next year.
Just as I am, you reach down and see me. Purchase my freedom at the cost of. What else can I do but gladly serve him?
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.